This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time
to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
Let's look at the offensive line. Start there. Trent Williams is 36 years old. Mm-hmm. Aaron Banks is in the last year of his contract. Jake Brendel is 32 years old. John Feliciano is 32 years old and in the last year of his contract. McKivitz is only 28. He signed through 2025, so you have whatever you think of McKivitz. He's a serviceable guy.
Yep.
Who you do have there, but that's really other than so again after 2024, it's I don't know the secondary. Hufanga, last year of his contract. Lenore, last year of his contract. Mooney Ward, last year of his contract. Look at the entire defensive line other than Bosa. You're going to be in the same position next year you are this year. Yeah. You're looking to fill everybody right now because you can get out of Hargrave's deal, and I'm sorry, he's got to show me more this year because to me he's more of a declining player who's going to be 31 years old. Mm-hmm. Then you have Floyd at 32 in a one-year deal. Collins is a two-year deal with no guaranteed money in the second year.
Right.
Gross Matos, again, if it is a two-year deal, it's not like they can't get out of it. All these other guys, it's basically one-year type deals offensively. McCaffrey's had, 800 touches, I think, the last 2 years when you include the playoffs?
Yep.
So if he has another 300, 350 touch season, he's going to be 28, 29 years old in 2025. Everybody loves McCaffrey, and the guy's phenomenal. Running backs don't keep doing that to that age. Maybe you need a running back in 2025 or somebody to at least take the load off of him. Is Debo going to be there in 2025? George Kittle is going to be 32 in 2025. Is he still the same guy? So, again, yeah. All these just more and more and more. It's like, and again, Kittle maybe, but eventually you got to maybe take the burden off or bring somebody to eventually replace him. So that's just where I am with the team right now, and that I'm seeing needs that are going to 2024 were good. 2025, a lot of question marks. And I'm not saying that Lynch and Shanahan aren't going to fill the voids. We've seen them do it. I'm saying the last three drafts hurt and now they need to start doing it again. Here's the other thing people are not talking about where my concern comes in. It's not negative because again, these guys have done it. Well, I'm going to say two things actually. So the first is that they have played 60 games in the last 3 years. That takes a toll on anybody, especially yeah. when you get so close and don't get there. Now you're playing 60 games with what was the third oldest team in the league. Mm-hmm. That I think has gotten older. Remember that they've, you know, their signing is like 30 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take its toll on them. And here's the other thing that is, to me, isn't talked about enough. And I'm going to bring up the Yankees with this. Okay. When the Yankees won all those World Series in 96, 2001, you had guys come in and out, but really it was the core guys, O'Neill, Jeter, Bernie, Tino, Pettit, Rivera, and other guys came in and out. Once those guys kind of left, the team kind of changed. They're still really good,
yeah.
But you didn't see that. That's where I think with the Niners too, people are just like, oh yeah, they're gonna keep winning playoff games. This is a special group of players: mm-hmm. Kittle, Bosa, Armstead, Debo,
Williams.
Warner, Trent Williams. Now you can put Purdy into there. I think he's been really good in the playoffs. This is a special group that's been able to make these plays over and over again. You just don't replace guys who are that clutch in the playoffs. Look at all these other teams who are, get in the playoffs and lose. Dallas, tons of talent. They don't have the core guys who just seem to get it done in January like the 49ers do, right? We've seen it over and over and over again. Now, you're going to have your teams like the Chiefs who have the best quarterback in the world, or the Patriots. And when that happens, they can make up for a lot of things. But the Niners have a core of players who are special. And as those special players leave, it's very hard to get more special players, or more teams would go on these runs in January like the Niners do. The Niners have gone on these runs without an elite best of the best quarterback. Purdy is really, really good, but he's still a young quarterback. But they were doing it before with a quarterback who was throwing 15 passes because the core, because the defense, because the other guys are able to get it done. As those guys progress and leave, there's no saying the guys you're going to bring in are going to be special like that. And I think that's not talked about enough. The Niners core, they're great players. They are special players. And I don't care that they haven't won a championship. I get that that's frustrating. And I get that they maybe have missed their opportunity. But just to do what they've done, special. The Bills, they lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. It doesn't mean those players weren't special. That's really, really hard to do. So that's kind of where I am with it too. Like, I don't know. Like, we have to see what happens. But odds are, and they're really strong odds, that you're not going to get another run like that from your next group. You're just not. It just doesn't happen unless you have an elite quarterback.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, and I mean, who knows? Again, we think Brock Purdy, we know that Brock Purdy was really good in 2023, so much so that he was in the MVP conversation. We believe that Brock Purdy will continue to be at least that good moving forward. We have no reason to think that he won't. Now, he has to show that, but that's where we are. So, but there, I don't know that you'll ever argue with somebody that Brock Purdy is one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And that's because, again, I think there are limitations to his game. Although some of those limitations were the same limitations that Drew Brees had. And we always talked about Drew Brees as one of the elite quarterbacks, right? Because Drew Brees' superpower was his accuracy, you know, his timing, all of that. But if they do have that combination of Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy is what we think he is, then that is always going to be a baseline level of being able to compete for the playoffs in the NFL. If you've got a quarterback and a play caller and an offense that you can rely on, that is the quickest way to stay relevant in the NFL. Again, still to be seen. But, you know, you talked about like Gross Matos. So his is a 2-year deal. They do have an out after 2025. So it really is a 2-year deal. His cap hit in 2024 is $3.2 million. His cap hit in 2025 is $9.6 million. It's essentially a 2-year deal. And that's a reasonable deal for a rotational, you know, a defensive end with again, kind of with that inside outside versatility. The other thing is Gross Matos is 26 years old. So you see him for 2 years and maybe you go, hey, we can extend him for another 2 years, right? I think that's, they brought in some older guys like a Floyd, but they also brought in some younger guys. And in my mind, it reminds me of like what they did with Samson Ebukam. And after 2 years, they let Ebukam walk because he earned a contract that they're like, we're not willing to pay you for what we need you to do, right? And maybe that happens with Gross Matos. But it is... This draft and next draft are essential for setting the stage for the next iteration of what this team looks like. But to be perfectly honest, I don't know that we know what that looks like outside of, you could argue, Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, Fred Warner, and Nick Bosa, right? Like, those four are the core moving forward, just based on age and all of that, unless they do trade Ayuk, which I still don't think is off the table, especially if they get the sense that Ayuk is going to want to command even more than Calvin Ridley, which rightfully so, he should. He's better than Calvin Ridley, but, you know, Rand Carthen absolutely screwed the market with that. We can't say anything other than it is imperative that they nail this draft. And my question is, can they nail this draft and also maybe trade some draft capital this year for a young player that could be a part of the core moving forward? And my thought on that is, the Browns have talked about possibly that Greg Newsome could be available. I wouldn't mind them looking into that. Greg Newsome is a talented corner. He's, I think, 25 or 26. Could they extend Mooney Ward? There's talk that what I love is Mooney Ward got on Twitter yesterday and he was like, hey, do you guys want Tre'Davious White on the 49ers? We have the same agent. Should I do some recruiting? And everyone replied, they're like, yeah. And so now it sounds he's on Twitter. It seems like he's actively recruiting Tre'Davious White. That's a signing where I'm like, hey, take a flyer on Tre'Davious White. He's injured, right? He's coming off another injury, but you take a flyer on someone like that. And again, you just give yourself flexibility. I would take Justin Simmons in free agency. I think you have to have a veteran. I think you have to have a veteran back there. You don't know what's going to happen with Hufanga, what he's going to be like coming off the injury. And Jair Brown looked promising, but I'm not looking for two young safeties in a defense. I need a veteran out there to kind of, you know, set the tone, if you will. So yeah, I think if you go after Simmons in free agency, I think they could. There's also one other safety available, and I can't remember off the top of my head who it is. Is it Justin Blackmon? Could be. But anyway, I do think they're going to bring in at least one more, bring in a safety to compete with Hufanga and possibly even try and find one in the draft. So there are different, Fuaga from Washington would be phenomenal, but he's just not going to be in the range for the 49ers.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.